Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts, Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke and Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
That's my vocal guitar solo. I'm kind of like the, that dude from the 80s who could, like, make all kinds of... Michael Winslow, the guy from Police Academy, who could sound like anything with his mouth. I'm like that dude when it comes to it. I can make electric guitar sounds. It sounds exactly like an Eddie Van Halen solo off of a B-sides album that they put out in, like, 1972. You've never heard of it, trust me. So, how's everybody doing? Hope you can hear me. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I'm still not sure about this new mic. Zigzag could hear me just fine last time, and it seems like the recording of the show sounded okay. But I don't know. Not much going on right now. Here's a little funny show, but funny show. A funny tidbit of information about Nicaragua you might not know. Actually, I think this just applies to all Spanish-speaking TV, which is a sight to behold. It's interesting. The Spanish-speaking TV seems to be made up of a few segmented things. One is like American shows that are dubbed over in Spanish or subtitled. So it's like all the shows that you're familiar with in the States, you know, even very recent shows. But they also have like Friends and Seinfeld or whatever. So there's American shows that are dubbed or subtitled. Then there's what I call normal Spanish TV, which is basically Spanish TV held up against, you know, westernized American TV as a barometer. And so they have, you know, their own cooking shows like you'd see on the Food Network. They have, of course, the novellas, which are not as corny as people make them out to be. At least no more corny than, you know, what we think of as a soap opera. They're just identical, basically. They do a little more of the close-up stare, and they do more back and forth with that, like where they just close up on the guy and he's just staring, and then they close up on the woman and she's staring back, and then they kind of do that for about 10 minutes. Whereas, you know, they only spend about 8 minutes on it in the States. But largely, it's not any less or more corny than what we're used to. Another segment is something that is just really, there's nothing else like it. It's not trying to be American TV. It's not trying to be some other, it is Spanish TV. And it involves usually comedy. And there's a lot of slapstick and even like old-time vaudevillian elements to it. And a lot of people, even including The Simpsons with the bee guy, they kind of make fun of that, you know, which I guess you should make fun of it, I guess. It's comedy, right? But it's not, if you watch it, you know, I still don't have any idea what people are saying on these shows, but it's very well done. And it does remind you of like watching an old vaudevillian thing that was well done at the time. It's not like just some idiots wearing some crazy outfit and acting like an idiot. Well, I mean, I guess that is vaudeville, basically. But it's, you know, acting like an idiot with style. But, so those are the primary types of Spanish TV. But then go back to the subtitled American TV shows. I was thumbing through the stations here, and I saw a commercial for Knight Rider, the old David Hasselhoff show where he drove Kit, the Knight Industries 2000, I think it was a Thunderbird, something or other, Pontiac Thunderbird, I don't remember. But it was, you know, one of my favorite shows. Had a red light in front of under the hood that, and talked to him. Had the voice of the guy from St. Elsewhere, and I think was a teacher or principal on Boy Meets World or something. I don't know. Anyway, so their title, their translated name for the show, which was called Knight Rider, they didn't translate knight or rider, which you would think would be the way to go. It's called Knight Rider. Let's put that into Google Translate and see what Knight Rider is in Spanish. That's what we'll call it over here. In fact, I'm actually going to type that into Google Translate right now and see what the name of the show should be. Not what it is. Because what it is, actually, I think in a lot of ways, is a lot better and it's a hell of a lot more music. But anyway, Knight Rider in Spanish. Okay, well, that translates to Knight Rider. Maybe that's why they... I really don't get why that didn't translate. Let's try Bing Translate. I've been pretty displeased with Google on a lot of fronts lately anyway. Bing.com. Come on now, Bing. Come on. Come on now, Bing. Bring it on. Bring it on. Bing me, baby. Knight Rider. From English. Let's see if that's not. Okay, actually, one thing that Bing does that I don't like is it assumes correctly, that I'm in a Spanish-speaking country, so everything I do in Bing is, like, in Spanish. And it's really hard to make it not in Spanish. No, anyway, screw it. My point is that they didn't call it whatever Knight Rider is in Spanish. They called it El Auto Fantástico, the fantastic automobile. And there's just something about that that makes me super happy about everything. And I don't know what it is. It's the simplicity of it. There's an innocence about it. There's also a level of, I don't give a shit, you know. Like they didn't even like watch the show and get into it and figure out why it's called Knight Rider. They're just like, okay, here's this car that's doing all these fantastic things. We'll just call it the Fantastic Car. Whatever. What's the next show we got to translate? So that cracks me up. El Auto Fantástico. So I encourage you to watch it. Other than that, I don't know. It's the same show, just translated, but the title, El Auto Fantástico, is how they say it on the commercials. Quite amusing. Anyway, no big plan for the show today. Didn't know if Zig Zag was going to make it. He had a kick-ass story working last time about camping in the Texas desert. And we got cut off. Blog Talk Radio cut us off because we went into their oh-so-precious prime time. So they cut us off. I was hoping we could find out how that story ends. I just want to see if he survives, if he lives. Maybe we can pick that up another time. Just a heads up, a fair warning. To all you Slothians or Slothians or Hypersloth fans, thinking about changing the show time to one day a week. Basically, that's it, one day a week. Because since I moved to Nicaragua, there's a time shift, which makes things really weird because I used to do the show at 5:30, which is 5:30 CST, which when you still experience it, it's live. By the way, call in 646-478-0616 if you want to. But that means I could do it in real time. I'd start the show at 5, or I'd get ready for the show at 5. At 5:30, we're off and running. But it's 4:30 here, so it's an hour early. So I'm like cutting into my work time. I just feel weird and irresponsible starting to drink beer at 4, you know. And plus it makes it's hard to get ready for it, because like I said, it cuts into my work time, so I feel like I'm always scrambling to get to the show every Tuesday and Thursday. So I'm thinking what I might do is change the show so that it's once a week on Wednesday at 5:30. So it's still cutting into my work time a little bit. I can make that up pretty easily. I work on the weekends every now and then anyway. And usually, well, yeah, we'll end up working after the show almost every night. But anyway, that will allow more time to prep topics and stuff And more importantly, it allowed more time to work on music, because now I'm so busy with other things going on that doing the show 2 days a week is actually eating into Hypersloth music time. So if we do the show 1 day a week, then that frees up yet another day that I can work on writing kick-ass music with Zig Zag and lyrics and vocals and guitar and stuff. So heads up, next week we may be on air Wednesday at 5:30 Central Time only, not Tuesdays and Thursdays. But we'll see. I got to clear it with Zig Zag, so I'm going to email him about that and see what he has to say about it. We are a team effort here. Decisions are not made rogue style. And as a matter of fact, you know, maybe we're a democracy. If you have any input on that, give me a call, 646-478-0616. Or if you listen to it archived, feel free to, you can visit the website, hypersothradio.com. You go to the contact us page, or you'll see. You can just send us an email and, you know, let us know your thoughts. But I guess that's about all I got for today. You know, one good benefit, like I said, of cutting the show down to just 1 day a week is that 1 day where we really have some seriously good content, because it gives us another day to prep. Yeah, blah, 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 et cetera. Anyway, it's been great talking to you kids. As always, we love you. I think I got some time. I think I'm going to go ahead and play Beer is Food in full as a sign out. So keep on listening for the next 3 minutes and 25 seconds. You're about to be rocked.
After a hard day's work, a trigger fingers itching, open them all to murk. Spend all day sleeping sandies at the local sub shop. They got the only thing that gets me through it is a whole bunch of committed high. Yeah, beer is food, that's what it's for. Yeah, beer is good. Yeah.